This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Ralph Thorne is the new president of the Democratic Labour Party and Donville Innes is his deputy. Minister Ryan Strachan says measures are underway to ease delays at the Bridgetown port amid rising demand. Former Minister of Culture Stephen Lashley highlights the importance of culture and arts in Barbados. Trinidad and Tobago government supports U.S. military action in the region to deal with drug cartels. And Ukraine President Zelensky vows to continue fighting as the country marks Independence Day. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spencer. The details to the news just ahead.
Let me humbly accept my new position as president of this great country.
Ralph Thorne is the new president of the Democratic Labour Party. The Christchurch South Member of Parliament, who has signalled his intention to run in the St John constituency at the next general election, was elected unopposed at the DLP's 70th annual conference concluded yesterday. Joining Mr. Thorne in the executive is former government minister Donville Innes, who beat 11 challengers to be the new vice president. Delivering his address, as president, Mr. Thorne outlined several issues he believes the DLP must tackle, stressing that Barbadians have been losing freedoms under the current government.
Today, a new political storm rages through Barbados. It is the storm of corruption in high places, a storm of a high cost of living that suffocates, a storm of murderous and violent crime, a storm of blaring incompetence in government. Let a senior minister in government gives greater social approval to gangsters over godly people. We know that this storm rages with daily power. Who will stand in the gap? We know what has been and continues to be our experience under this government. This Democratic Labour Party assembles to present this wonderful team that solemnly promises to be a good, moral, and honest government. A government that will pledge to alleviate the suffering.
Meanwhile, Mr. Innes said he is happy to work alongside Mr. Thorne and says the DLP is on a mission.
I think one of the first things we need to do is wrap our minds around why the party has not been successful in the last two general elections, to get a gauge of where the party has been failing to resonate with the country at large, to recognize the role of the party in this state of public affairs in Barbados, and last but not least, to accept what is needed for the party to not just be a voice to reckon with in the electoral process in Barbados, but to be an alternative government.
Vice President of the DLP, Donville Innes. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Economic Affairs and Investment Ryan Strachan has acknowledged concerns raised by the public about delays in getting their packages at the Bridgetown port, attributing the situation to staffing pressures and increased demand for imported goods. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Mr. Strachan noted that the surge in construction activity across the island has driven up demand for imported materials, adding further pressure to port operations. His comments came on the sidelines of the Customs and Excise Department's 120th anniversary church service at the Calvary Moravian Church.
We are currently going through a fairly aggressive recruitment in relation to getting people in. We are currently doing some internal reviews just to make sure that we have the right staffing. So we are actively working on that as we speak. Now, what we've witnessed is really as the economy continues to grow, we are seeing more and more volumes passing through the Bridgetown port. Earlier this year, we had some issues with vehicles and stuff which we had to clear out them to create space to make sure that the logistics actually can work in a much smoother fashion. I think that has abated somewhat, but the demand for imported goods, especially as it relates to construction materials and those types of things, as you're seeing a lot of construction activity taking place, has created a little bit of a logistical issue. Of course, the port has been busy expanding, trying to accommodate to keep it with the pace. And so there are some genuine logistical matters that we are working through to resolve.
Mr. Strachan explained that efforts are underway to bring additional staff into customs supported by tighter verification measures. He stressed that they will be working with stakeholders to speed up clearance times.
We are currently going through a fairly aggressive recruitment in relation to getting people in. Truth and verification testing is going to be critical as part of that exercise. And so that has to play through in order to make sure then that we can resolve any undue delay. Now, we've been working with the customs brokers to make sure that they enter information as early as possible, working with these shipping agencies to have the information in early so that before goods are actually landed in Barbados, that all the necessary information is there such that the time that it takes to actually process once the goods arrive, then is reduced. So we're working with all the stakeholders to make sure that they change their own business practices, so to speak, whilst we re-engineer internally to make sure that we can meet the needs of agents.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Economic Affairs and Investment, Ryan Strawn. Former Minister of Culture Stephen Lashley has emphasized the significant role that culture and the arts play in Barbados, noting that strategic policy decisions are required to fully harness local talent. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday program, Mr. Lashley responded to a question on how the creative sector could be better supported, saying it requires bold, long-term decisions and a belief in the abilities of Barbadian artists.
All it requires, in my view, in terms of catapulting the importance of the creative sector to where it should be, it requires policy decisions. It requires a big decision to be made that this is what we're going to do. And we have to believe in the talents of our people. I think governments in the Caribbean should see that this sector here, it has so much potential and has earning capacity. And if you look at the figures coming out of the UNCTAD reports every year, you will see the significant value and the amount of GDP that each country generates from the creative sector. And we have not even begun to plug 2% or 3% of it. I think when we talk of CARIFESTO, that we need to have a permanent planning secretariat as it relates to CARIFESTO.
Mr. Lashley noted that with events such as CARIFESTO, there must be clear budgeting and defined investment goals, stressing that resources are limited and the creative sector has the potential to deliver strong returns if properly supported.
So the output from CARIFESTO must be calibrated and perhaps recalibrated to say, look, we are investing X amount, and this is where I would have made my comments in relation to the budget and the expenditure. And I'm not quarreling with the need to have a particular artistic venue for the creative arts and stuff like that. That's not it. But we have to know up front, what is the spend? What is the budget? What is the investment value? So that we can test at the end of it what we are doing to get a return on that investment, because resources are scarce. So each time you spend X dollars, you have to be able to show, well, we are going to gain X from it. And the potential to do that within the creative sector is huge.
Former Minister of Culture Stephen Lashley. Also speaking on Brass Tacks Sunday was the communications lead for the St. Kitts and Nevis delegation to CARIFESTO, Leah Craig Chatterton, who said the team is hopeful the event will provide valuable opportunities for delegates.
And we're hoping, from having discussions with the delegation members, most of them, they generally want to network and gain exposure, interact and engage with persons in their disciplines, learn through the workshops, really build on that capacity development so that they can get better within their craft and take back to St. Kitts, innovate and collaborate. They're looking forward to connections regionally and internationally and where that can help them promote and forward them within their specific disciplines.
Communications lead for the St. Kitts and Nevis delegation to CARIFESTO, Leah Craig Chatterton. The Trinidad and Tobago government said it fully supports the decision of the United States to deploy military assets into the Caribbean region to destroy what it described as the terrorist drug cartels. Prime Minister Camila Persad Bisesar, in a statement, also indicated that Port of Spain has not engaged and has no intention of engaging the 15-member regional integration grouping CARICOM on this matter. Prime Minister Persad Bisesar said that due to drug, human and firearms trafficking, Caribbean countries, and in particular Trinidad and Tobago, have experienced massive spikes in transnational crime, gang activity, murders, violence, and financial crimes. And President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine would continue to fight for its freedom. In a defiant address to the nation on its Independence Day, Zelensky said its calls for peace are not heard. He noted Ukraine has not yet won, but it has certainly not lost. Recapping the headlines, Ralph Thorne is the new president of the Democratic Labour Party. Minister Ryan Strachan says measures are underway to ease delays at the Bridgetown port amid rising demand. Former Minister of Culture Stephen Lashley highlights the importance of culture and arts in Barbados. Trinidad and Tobago government supports U.S. military action in the region to deal with drug cartels. And Ukraine President Zelensky vows to continue fighting as the country marks Independence Day. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. The next newscast comes at 8:30. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.